I am just live right here.
Here we go. We want to say welcome to this edition of the Kim McCoy Entertainment Report. As we extend our efforts in helping out those in Japan, we're asking all of our listeners, supporters, sponsors to just put the word out that if anybody wants to help out Japan, send funds or relief efforts through the Red Cross. That's the organization we're endorsing. And we want to also send prayers out to those folks. It could have been anybody. We also want to say, March 21st, Rip the Runway on BET. That's right, it is going to be a hot show. Rip the Runway. Special musical performance by Carrie Hilson, Fabulous, Lloyd, Melanie Fiona, Miguel, New Boys. Lady Gaga will be making an appearance, as well as Kimora Lee Simmons. That's right, Rip the Runway premieres March 21st at 10 p.m. on BET. We're excited because BET has always been there for us in all of our efforts. And, you know, we've brought major programming announcements through the BET Corps. So we just want to give a shout out back to Rip the Runway. Let all of our affiliates know Rip the Runway's come back. And it's going to be hot, hot, hot. Now, we also will say we will be on the road doing workshops and training sessions. So check us out on Twitter at Ken McCoy Press or at Ken McCoy. We're also going to be speaking at a national seminar in Anaheim. Go to us there, and also traveling around the country very, very soon on some television projects. We are very, very excited, but we want to definitely give a shout out to all of our affiliates out there, radio and television, for bringing the A-game. And we have some other exciting news coming, so stay tuned. We also are going to be broadcasting from an upcoming fight in Las Vegas, so stay tuned as we bring you more. I want to say God bless. Keep your prayers going, folks. They're needed.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions repairs welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097 or 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard. Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
Got you intimidated, cause I'm fly, baby. 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 Got you intimidated.
We want to say good morning and welcome to this edition of Ken McCoy Radio. We don't want you to be intimidated. It is Friday. We are excited to be here. We're excited to bring you another exciting edition of Ken McCoy Radio. This is our last live Friday broadcast. We are moving to Tuesdays, folks. We are prepping the mobile communication age for those that are checking us out, that are tracking us globally. And we just want to say thank you for all of the support around the world, Sirius XM Radio, and now, of course, Tokyo Radio. Just announced a joint venture with Joint One Radio and the Ken McCoy Radio Programming, and we are going to announce right now Tokyo Inter FM 76.1 wants everyone to know that they are helping out the families in Japan by having a tower directly in Tokyo to assist the families via MP3s or videos to help find family members. And this is courtesy of Joint One Radio. Our affiliate, our newest affiliate, courtesy of this morning, Inter FM 76.1, Ken McCoy Radio. We are trying to help out the families in Japan. California is on a light alert today because of the radioactive light waves that's scheduled to hit California today. So there is an overcast in California. Of course, the officials are saying there shouldn't be anything to worry about, and iodine pills are on major demand right now. This is Ken McCoy Radio, and we have a very special guest this morning calling in
Bo Benton, the song you heard, Intimidated, was her song. She is a producer, a writer, and she's on tour. Her videos have been on YouTube. Major hits, major demands. But one thing that we noticed about Bo Benton, she is very down to earth with her fans, and she understands the hard work that it takes to be a success. Bo, are you with us?
I am with you. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's a beautiful day here in Hollywood.
Definitely, definitely. Tell everyone about Bo Benton, the tour, the projects, Intimidated, Monster. I mean, you do so much, but yet you're so down to earth with your fans. So tell them about Bo Benton.
Well, pretty much what you see is what you get. I wear a lot of hats, Ken. I'm a businesswoman. But first and foremost, I'm a daughter. I am a sister, I'm a friend, I'm an artist, and I'm just happy to be here on Earth, having the opportunity to do what I want. That's about it, really. You know, I get it in.
And that's cool, because your YouTube videos actually showed you on tour, networking with fans, taking time out to spend time with fans, and actually sharing and documenting on your webisodes how exciting it is to do what you do, going city to city, doing your tracks, doing your songs, as well as producing. And what is that like, and how much courage does it take to do what you're doing?
Well, Ken, I don't think it really takes a lot of courage if you feel like you're doing what you're meant to do in your life. It's more like a mission. You know, you just have to fulfill your mission, and the Lord has given me a lot of drive and focus, and, you know, I love what I do. I love reaching out to the fans. If it weren't for them, there would be no me. So I could just sing in my shower, you know, really. So the fans are really what makes an artist. I'm very fortunate to have a lot of fans that support me and love what I do and love the music I'm putting out there. And now I just want to get it out there on a global scale.
And you're doing just that with YouTube, and I'm glad to have you on the show. One of the first things I did is I said, well, who is Bo Benton? And then, you know, I looked it up and I'm saying, okay, she's performing, she's a writer, I'm sure you've modeled, but one of the key points that you said is you're a daughter, you're a friend. So that tells us and the global listeners here is that you are a human being with real feelings.
That's right, absolutely. And that's the real feelings are what I pull off of, Ken, to write and to create and to perform, because ultimately we all go through life. We all have our ups and our downs. My heart goes out to the people right now in Japan. I actually lived in Tokyo for 3 months in my life. Well, actually six. I went back twice. The first time was for modeling, and the second time I was singing with a cover band out there, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and I learned a lot about the Japanese culture. I learned a lot about entertaining. I learned a lot about life, and I learned a lot about myself. So they're beautiful people, and my heart really goes out to them. But we all have ups and downs, but the thing that I love about music is that music can make you transcend whatever it is, you know, you're going through, if it is a bad time, and it also helps to highlight the happy times that you may be going through in your life. So music is really, it's an amazing art form to be able to have the opportunity to create. Because it's like an instantaneous art form. I don't need any film. I don't need a canvas. I could just open my mouth and start to sing to you and convey an emotion. So that's really important.
That's absolutely awesome. I like that where you say convey an emotion, and it is an art form by itself. But to have that skill. Now, how long for you have you been performing? I mean, when you hit the stage, it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be here, but how long have you been performing?
Probably, according to my parents, since I was a little kid. I'm a Leo, so, like, I just love to be the center of attention. Like, even when I was a little kid, I would be the one, like, getting all my little friends together and making them do plays and making my little sisters do stuff. Like, there's a photo my father recently sent to my sisters and I, and it was of me and all my little girlfriends on the block. It was, like, 12 of us, and we were on my porch. And just, like, kind of in height order from the babies to the biggest ones. And I was, like, I was telling my sister, I was like, oh, my God, I was like an alien. You know, I was a little kid, like, about 9 or 10. I like a straight-up alien. But my sister was like, no, you don't. You look so cute. I'm like, no, I don't. I look terrible. But I had so much confidence. confidence. I radiated confidence even at that age, and having the ability to get my girlfriend together, and we just always be in some madness. So from there, you know, singing in the church, performing in high school and college, and then just going ahead and deciding that I want to really get down into it and start my own production company and do it and really be a true artist. In order to be a true artist, to me, Ken, you have to be putting out the art that you're feeling at that moment. If you can't put out what somebody else dictates to you. Like, I had opportunities in the past to be signed, but it was like they wanted to make me into another version of someone else.
I understand that.
Michael Jackson has a quote that he said, "I'd rather fail at doing something original than succeed at doing something, marketed after somebody else."
I truly understand that. And the funny thing that you're saying is you can't do your thing on someone else's agenda. That's the ticket right there.
Yeah, not for me. I really can't. I like that song goes, "I Did It My Way." Who was that song written by? It was sung
most
famous by. Well, was it written by Frank? I don't know. I don't think it was written by him. I know he sang
it
and made it famous.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I do it my way. That's how I live my life, and I'm going to always live it like that. I was a stubborn child, so I'm definitely a stubborn adult.
Well, you know, the thing about it, again, is when you mention, of course, you can't even say people like Michael Jackson. You just have to leave him in his own category simply because he was brilliant. What he did, everything was on his own agenda. He, you know,
right.
That, and there's no question about it. He was it and still it, and that's that. So they can
argue all they want.
But the point is you have to have your own sense of focus, your own sense of confidence. So that you're right. When you hit that stage, you are bringing you. You're not bringing Susie X or Alter Ego X. You're bringing you so that your fans say, yes, I've been knowing this artist, and that is the artist that I grew up with.
Right, absolutely. Because I want more of a fan means somebody that's fanatical. I mean, it's nice to have somebody that's fanatical about you, but that at the same time can be kind of crazy. I'd rather have people that are familiar with me, a friend with me, or they feel like, you know, they could reach out to me and they appreciate my music, you know, on a deeper level than just a fan. Like, it really touches their heart. That's the most important thing to me, Ken, is that my music touches their heart and, like I say, helps amplify whatever moment they're going through in a positive way.
Now, let me ask you this before we play some more of Intimidated. Who do you listen to when you are at home and you want to get, let's say, pumped up? Who do you listen to?
Janet. I love Janet Jackson so much. I want to meet her. I love Janet. Whitney has had a couple of good songs, but I only listen to her when I want to get pumped up. I listen to I like Britney Spears, what she's doing right now. She's so cute to me.
Okay.
Pumped Up. I like that song. What is it, Black and Yellow? That song is hot.
Yes,
Who
yes,
that
yes.
Song? Yeah, that song, I mean, raps that song. That song is hot.
Okay. How about the other spectrum when you want to relax? Who do you listen to? Hey, we're going to play Intimidated. We're going to catch back up with Bo in a second. But we're going to go ahead and hit you with Intimidated real quick. Stand by.
Got you intimidated because I'm fly, baby. 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 Baby, come talk to me. Yeah, I know you want this.
We are back with Bo Benton. Bo, tell us about intimidating. What was the message?
The message is, okay, it's a lot of times I'll be out. I could be at a grocery store. I could be at the mall. I could be wherever I'm at, at the club. And I can tell it's a lot of guys that want to talk to me, but, okay, I'm 5'10". When I have my heels on, me and my girls, we're, definitely over 6 feet. We're, 6'2", fine, looking hot. And guys, even though they want to say something, most of them just don't have the courage to. And so it was just cute. So we made a song, I made a song called Intimidated with my producer. And it's basically about women that are in charge, larger in charge, and, don't be too intimidated, guys, because we do need you to come talk to us, but I can understand because we are fly. So.
See, there's that level of confidence, and that's important to have. What is the message? Here you are, okay, you're 5'10", you're model, producer. What is your message to young ladies right now? And this is very important because when I mentioned who are you inspired by and who do you listen to kind of thing, you gave us a spectrum of Janet and Brittany and Whitney. So what is your message to young ladies out there from Bo Benton?
Be confident in who you are at every moment of your life. Be confident. And that will shine through. Confidence is more important than how you look necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of girls out there that are very confident and not necessarily the most, perfect women as far as physical form or beauty. But their confidence and talent radiates. I grew up in a family, in a household full of beautiful women. My mom, my sisters, my grandmothers, my aunts, my niece. Everybody was, gorgeous. So it wasn't important to you still there, Ken?
I'm with Bo.
Okay, sweetie. So it was not the importance in my family as far as the women was concerned was not the beauty. It was about who you are and what you can bring to the table as an individual. So that's what I would say to young ladies out there, be yourself, let yourself shine through your best self, and the world is going to love you and appreciate you for just that.
Wow. Let yourself shine through, and the world will appreciate you for that. Now, I'm going to take it over to Monster. Tell us a little bit about Monster before we play some of that. Tell us about Monster.
Monster is a song that I produced with a German producer named Paul Duck. And Monster is the when a relationship kind of goes bad, kind of goes south, and the after effects of either you're going to let a bad relationship destroy you or you're going to kind of let it make you stronger. So, this girl, she let it make her stronger. And, how guys will try to come back and get back into your life. She's like, no, it's completely over. There's no coming back. And, there's a different side of me you're getting ready to see because you have to see it. You're not going to, take advantage of me anymore. So that's the type of person I am. When it's over in a relationship, it's over. It may take me some time to get there. There's a relationship I'm just getting out of, but I'm so happy I'm out of it. And it took me a minute, but when it's done, the door is closed. It's over. So that's
you
what
heard it.
About.
You heard it right there from Bo Benton. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Bo Benton on the air with us. We're going to play a little bit of Monster right now, let y'all know what's really happening. Stand by. This is Ken McCoy Radio. That was heavy. Everybody, that is Bo Benton on the air with Ken McCoy Radio. So, Bo, where are you next? What's happening? What's on your itinerary next? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, right now, Ken, basically I'm focused in the studio. I am doing some spot events. I'm going to be doing some in San Francisco later on this month and around the nation starting in, like, late April, May. I'll be going around to do the tour again. But right now I'm just focused on getting this album done. It's really turning out amazing. I'm a very harsh critic, especially of my own music. But this new album, I really love the sound, and it should be very exciting for my fans.
Now, where are you performing in San Francisco, and if so, where?
Yes, I am going to be performing in San Francisco. I'm not, I don't know the name of the venue right offhand. I have to ask my booker. Sorry about that, but I will let you know, though, when I'm doing it.
Let us know. Hopefully, it's, I know there's some, I mean, there's so many hot spots up there. Yoshi's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have so many different options up in San Francisco, and it's a big market up there, and of course, people do support. Especially the very positive music, and I heard that international sound. As soon as I heard your music, I said, "Okay, she's got an international sound." You know, that non-restrictive sound, and that's so important right now. So I want to say congratulations to you. I want you to keep us up to date with what you're doing, the Bo Benton tour 3, 4, whatever. When you release your videos, let us know. Keep us up to date. Call us from the road. Tweet, text. Let us know what's happening with Bo Benton.
I definitely will, Ken. I'm actually going to be going to London soon, probably in the next 3 weeks. The BBC radio is going to start playing Monster out there.
I figured that.
Yeah, so that was really, like, totally on point what you just said. And I'll keep you around everything that's been going on. I really appreciate you having me.
No, it's awesome. One of my management groups is out of London. That's one of my agencies over in London. Absolutely. So I want you to make sure you send me an email so that I can have some of them at least connect with you, because that's one of our affiliates. My, like I said, one of my management teams is in London, and I just got a matter of fact. He sent me an email this morning, and I need to read it because there's something going on. I do breaking stories, so we'll have to stay in touch.
Okay, that'll be awesome. So, yeah, definitely, we will stay in touch and get that done, Ken.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Bo Benton, recording artist, performer, producer, and monster all at the same time. Don't get on her bad side. She's all good. Thank you, Bo, for joining us. This is Kim McCoy Radio.
Ken, I just want to tell us, Ken, one more thing before I go.
Yes.
Can I tell everybody to just make sure to go check out my website. If you like what you heard, you can go to www.bobenton.com. BOBENTON.com and check it out. Thank you, Ken. Love you.
Thank you. Don't forget, go to BoBenton.com. Check out her music. She's in the studio. She's going to be in San Francisco very, very soon. Then she's headed to London, and then she'll be back on her tour. So look forward to Bo Benton, BOBENTON.com. Check it out. Thank you, Bo, for joining us on Ken McCoy Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
and we'll
you,
be right
for
back
having
me. Right after this.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I have had to use different choices in that realm, and of course I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as faith and frustration, making it happen, media 101 today, even the inspirational need inspiration, and preparation reduces perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out. The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy.
And we want to say welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio. We just got off the phone with Bo Benton. And, of course, we are expecting a call from Clifton Dutton. He is the novelist behind Prince to a King, Snitch, and more. So we're going to be talking to him shortly. Clifton, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Man. Okay, first off, I want to say welcome to Ken McCoy Radio. We're definitely excited to have you. Tell us about, I mean, you got 3 books. Let me just cut to the chase. Out of all of these books, which one to you is the hottest?
Well, the hottest to me is, you know, my passion, which is the first one, which is Prince to a King, because that's the first one I wrote. So that's like my baby. So I guess I'd say that's the hottest to me. you know, when your first things come out, you know, your first born, your first book, your first whatever.
Yes, 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 yes. I understand that. Tell everybody about, let's do the book first. I mean, Prince to a King, tell everybody about the book, and then we'll go back and talk about you. But let's get right to the book. First off, where can they get the book?
Well, the book will be, the release is in June, so
okay.
You'll be able to get it off my website, from which is www.cliftondutton.com, which also will launch that March the 1st. So the book will come out in June,
okay,
and that'll be the first release in June, and then you can purchase it there, and then, of course, iTunes and all that.
Okay.
Prince to a King, it basically takes you into the mind of a young black man growing up in the streets of D.C., and Maryland. I don't know, you know, it's a tri-city,
yes.
So you get Maryland,
yes.
Northern Virginia, and, you know, a lot of people say, when you say Maryland, the first thing they say is Baltimore. So
right.
It gives you an opportunity to look at an individual who's a drug dealer growing up in that environment. He's a straight-A student in school, but he's also a drug dealer by trade because that's the family business.
Gotcha.
He was a child that was abducted at the age of 3. His family was killed, and his father found him, and now his father is the kingpin, and that's the only thing he knows how to raise his son. So that's it. He's bilingual, and he's confused because everything from his past has been, you know, set, is, you know, lost, sink in his mind. He's confused, but he doesn't know where his confusion is coming from. So he just follows whatever his father is, very successful in what he does.
Wow. Wow.
It gives you the opportunity to almost fall in love with a guy who is actually is a criminal.
Right, right. No, and I like that, and we're not going to reveal the whole book because we want people to go support the book. So let's roll out that date again. June is the rollout date, Prince to a King. Is that correct?
Correct, June.
Okay, CliftonDutton.com. So, folks, the book is not out yet. This is one of his first interviews to tell you when it's coming out. Clifton, CLIFTON, Dutton.com will be the rollout website where you can order the book. And
correct.
Then you can, of course, Google it and from that point on. But it's Prince to a King.
And that's basically what we're calling it now, the Clifton Dutton novel series.
Novel series.
There's three already coming, so they'll be coming simultaneously. And we'll just keep rolling them out.
Man,
my heritage is from Maryland. I don't know. My heritage is from Maryland. If you know that area, you kind of get – I had the luxury, actually, of being born in the suburbs but being surrounded by three different cultures. You get Northern Virginia, so you get a Southern-type environment. Then you go to Baltimore and D.C., which is only 45 minutes apart. But if you know the areas, it's like two different worlds.
Yes.
So I get the opportunity to take the reader into it.
How long have you been writing? What inspired you to write?
As a kid, I used to create. I just liked to create little stories in English class and do other things. So I always liked it. Sports took over my life. So, you know, if you're playing ball, I went to, I was number one coming out of the state of Maryland in 1990. I played a lot of AAU. So my craft was lost at that point, you know, focusing on the sports. Then once I went to a major university, I went to University of Tennessee. And at that level of playing football, your time is based upon that.
That's right.
So I lost a lot of the gifts that were, you know, God-given, and it reconnected myself with them later on, you know, during a tragic time in my life. I don't want to say tragic because it was a time that something I chose to do in the streets and ended up me into actually in the prison.
Okay.
And that's where I regained my craft. I had the time.
Okay.
I used it wisely.
Now, was that... Were you co-inspired to write the book based on you in any form at all?
Prince to a King is not based on me. Essentially, it's based on true events that I've been around.
Okay.
So I had the opportunity to take my vision on things I've actually seen, things I've done, and be able to put it into a fiction form.
Has, on the honest level, has the adjustment from where you were, how you grew up, to the prison time, getting out, has there been major changes for you and hurdles that you had to overcome?
Hurdles, no. I think because a lot of people go, you know, to go into prison, and now because of the hip hop culture, they use that as a statement, like it was a good thing, and it was not, it's, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. There's nowhere in it, nothing good about it. But what I did, I used the time to regain my life and refocus, and so that's where the books come from. Instead of directing my energy towards the streets and doing different things that I had no business doing in the first place, I direct that into the book so I get to create a story that maybe instead of doing it, I can just make a picture of.
I understand that, and that is awesome. Folks, on the phone with us on Ken McCoy Radio right now is novelist. We're going to say novelist Clifton Dutton, and of course, he's written three books, Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mixed. And, of course, this is exciting for us because, again, his rise to fame is simply because he took the time out. He allotted the time to create an element that he was involved in lightly, yet it rekindles his life to where he wants it to be. This book is rolling out in June. ClyftonDutton.com is the website. Novel series. So the series is Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mixed. Clifton,
and each
what
one
else?
Of the books can are uh-huh. based. Each one of the books are trilogies, so each one will be three parts.
Oh no, you gonna keep the readers waiting?
You gotta keep them waiting. I gotta give them some. Keep them waiting and have them come right back.
Oh no. Okay, so let's jump
the
over.
The thing is, when you watch a movie and you get so if the movie's good enough at the end of it, you want more.
Trust me, I know. And I'm smiling
so
right now because
I
know.
So, as opposed to saying, man, I wonder if they're ever going to write a part two. You know one's coming with me.
I know. And I'm sitting there smiling because I'm sitting there going like, here, all these people are slamming their hands going, doggone it. I thought I'd know start to finish what's going on. And then so now you have Prince to a King 1, 2, and 3, so they're hearing the future right now. Snitch 1, 2, and 3, and then Mixed 1, 2, and 3. Novelist Clifton Dutton on the phone releasing information that you got to write this down, folks. You got to write his name down. Clifton Dutton, D-U-T-T-O-N. He's a novelist, so you can Google him, of course, but his book series, novels, are Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mixed. So you're hearing the future now that once the books roll out, part two for each level of the series is in development. So that's got to be exciting for you, man.
It's real exciting. It's the best. We got the covers back last week, and that was Isaac Madrid did my cover work and my artwork, and that was one of the greatest things when you just get to see your dream coming to life and you see it in picture form. It's a whole different ball game. The feeling is. Who cares about the sales at that point? It's like you just see something that
you know what I understand. I when I got the privy to see those, I was going like, okay, look at this. And Mixed, I mean, definitely. And I want to transition to Mixed, but the Prince to a King, I saw that. I went like, wow, that's sort of heavy, you know, and the Prince to a King. And the first thing I was wondering about is, was there conflict or was he saying I'm going to follow in my father's footsteps? So I can't wait to read it myself kind of thing. Because when I do travel, I do like to put my mind on the other things. I do enjoy movies and it's really interesting to go that way. And I just wrote a book myself, so I can totally relate to what you're talking about. That's your baby, that's your rollout. But there's other projects you have coming down the pipes. Now, are you doing any lecture series behind it? Are you doing a tour? What's involved for you?
The bookstore is gonna. Yeah, we're doing a tour to start off. We're gonna go to a lot of different high schools, BSUs, and on college campuses. Student unions, things of that sort, starting in April. We'll give you a call back so we can start putting the dates together. You can also check me out on Facebook. Just search my name on Facebook, add me. I'll send a request. I'll add whoever, and then we can follow the tour that way. And the main reason behind a lot of these books are to give kids a different opportunity to see. Everybody thinks the only, especially for black kids trying to grow up in the inner city, the only thing they see as success is sports, drug dealers, things of that nature. Well, there's other avenues, and they can take their creating what they see every day and put it on paper and have an opportunity to earn an income, as opposed to doing something criminal. So that's a lot of the things
that
go into
that is why we have Ken McCoy Radio right there. Folks, if you heard that, he said this is another way for young people to take a look at opportunities, write about what they notice, and create an income from it, not just sitting around basing it on someone providing an agenda for you. This is one of the reasons why we have Ken McCoy Radio, to uplift and motivate. I mean, here's a young man right here on the phone with us, just wrote 3 books. Yes, he did serve a little time, but the point is he took that time, and that time probably saved his life and re-energized and redirected his life, and now no telling what the possibilities are. But again, he wants to give back starting in April, doing, of course, some BSUs and some speaking events to encourage young people to not stop. And this is this is very, very exciting. And I want to definitely thank Chris Bridges for making the connection. This is awesome. With Bo Benton,
yes,
of course, and Clifton Dutton, to come on our show and to give this information. We have listeners all over the world. They download this all over the world. We just got tied in this morning with Inter FM 76 out of Tokyo, Japan, and we're just excited.
Great. I said I would send my prayers out to them.
Absolutely, absolutely, and this is why. So, folks on the phone, Clifton Dutton, he's a novelist, okay? Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mix. Now, Clifton, let's jump over to Snitch. Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
Snitch is basically right now, it's, I want to keep relating to, I'll say, the hip-hop culture, because that's
okay.
So notable in our community right now.
Yes.
And they follow what they do. And there was a Stop Snitching campaign going on by the rappers, which to me was completely idiotic in a certain sense. Because
okay.
If you choose to be a criminal, that's fine. You know, we've all choose to do illegal activity, but you should understand what you're doing when you walk into it. And you understand that the next person, he's not into that. He's, you know, he's trying to do his life. He's doing a 9-to-5. He's supporting his family in that form and fashion. And that's fine. You're on two different sides of the fence. Now, you can't cross over the fence and tell them not to talk about what's going on in their community when they're trying to protect it. That's a part of the thing that you got to fight against when you're doing your activities. I mean, you know that's a chance that you're taking when you involve yourself in that.
Okay.
So I've seen this episode on BET where they were mad at parents for speaking against it, telling the people in their communities to report crimes and report things that go on around them. And that's what he chose to do. He's not a criminal. He's a, you know, God has established himself out of North Carolina. Now he's a good person in the eyes of kids, so we can't go against him because our feelings may be, you know, something else. And I have to put myself on the other side of the fence because, I chose to do that in my life, and I did my time for it, and I went on about my business. So when I seen that, it always had a concept because I see a lot of these so-called gangsters, so-called tough guys, and as soon as trouble comes, they tell. And there's a code to everything. There's rules to everything, and there's rules to life. There's rules to you on the radio, you know, that you
right,
know how
that's
to
right.
do your job. There's the rules to it, and when you break those rules, you get fired or things happen. You're not going to be mad. You just fix it, try to get another job, and be better on your next, you know, on your next go around.
That's
so
right.
To me, when you're in the streets, it's the same thing. You can take the time, if you have to go to prison like I did, take that time to your advantage, or you can tell on the next man and don't have to go in there, or whatever the case may be. So when Snitch is, I wanted his character. When you read this, when you read it, Nico is an extremely intelligent individual, and his game. He is a snitch. But he's playing everybody. He's playing the federal government. He's playing the streets. But the one person he's not playing is himself. So
wow.
It's a twisted game. So you got to figure out
wow.
who, you know, who's.
Okay. See, so. Now, we better stop, Clifton, because ain't nobody sending us no emails about no television rights. So everybody listening, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all better pay me and Clifton before go any further. Anyway, let me go to the, hold on, Clifton. We're going to be right back right after this because they're going to try to take
Thanks.
Our stuff. Hold on. We'll be right back right after this. Oh, man, this is funny.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's a free rent-a-car.
And that's right. That's our friend Jeffrey Henderson at Henderson's Cadillac in Compton. Check him out. He's one of our sponsors, and we definitely appreciate him. And on the phone with us right now is Clifton Dutton, novelist, written 3 books already, and they're going to be a series, Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mixed. Clifton, jump over real quick for us to Mixed. Talk to us about that.
Mixed is it's a different book. It's more commercial. It's industry-driven, okay. Based on the music industry. It's a young black man, 18 years old, on his way to Princeton, but changes his mind. He wants to be a rapper. His love interest in the book is a white attorney from Texas, and she's 24 years old. She's an entertainment attorney, and that's his love interest in the book. And it's about their rise to starting a label and doing their thing in the industry.
Wow.
His brother was a kingpin out of Maryland, and put his life on the line to make sure his brother was taken care of, and gets locked up, and he's fighting the case, and that's when his brother has the opportunity to go into the industry instead of going to his college. And so it's a conflict between him and his brother for not pursuing his education and going into the music industry. And, you know, the ups and downfalls of the industry.
That's awesome. I'm honestly, and I want to congratulate you, man. I mean, I want to congratulate you on just
Thank
the idea
much.
And the concept. And I know you're going to be approached, and I would love to see that you were approached by some of the networks to do a screenplay and then, you know, adapt it for the movies. I mean, because it's something that the kind of drama people want to see. It's a twist. And there's nothing like a good film that's not so canned. I mean, some of us like a real good twist. And
correct. I love to read. So and I love movies.
Yes.
So what I try to do when I write, I want to put you inside the ink almost, and so you
yes.
can see the movie. So that's it's my opinion, but you know we all have one. You'll have a good time, and you'll enjoy the ride. You get to see different sides of people that some society may say is stereotypically society will say that, you know, they're morally incorrect.
Right.
So I want to give you a different light on these people, and maybe, you know, everybody when they see each other on the street, you know, it's a little bit different insight on what they see.
It is a little different, and I definitely, Clifton, I want to thank you for coming on Ken McCoy Radio. I want to thank you for the insight on all the books. I mean, I can't wait for the rollout. We want to definitely give a shout-out to Chris Bridges for making the connection. And, Chris, we thank you dearly for Bo and for Clifton Dutton. Prince to a King, Snitch, and Mixed coming soon. Clifton Dutton, look him up. He's on Facebook as well. Clifton, thank
yes.
you very much, man, for joining us. We appreciate you. And
thank you very much.
We'll definitely stay in touch. You know that.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, man. It's all good.
All right.
This is Ken McCoy Radio. I want to thank Clifton Dutton for joining us, Bo Benton for joining us, Chris Bridges making the hookup, and we definitely appreciate the connectivity. We want to thank and give a shout-out again to the families in Japan, our new affiliate, Enter FM 76.1, joint1.com. Is any family that's trying to connect with family or friends, go to joint1.com, put up an MP3, MP4 video, give a shout-out there to try to make that connection with family members. We want everyone to send a prayer out to the families of Japan. And for donations, send it directly through the Red Cross. That's what we want to say here on Ken McCoy Radio. I want to say thank you all for listening. Hopefully you had a great time listening to Bo Benton. You can hear more about her, BoBenton.com, BoBenton.com, and Clifton Dutton, CliftonDutton.com. Books rolling out very soon. God bless you all. Thank you. And we will be bringing you more programming on Tuesdays. Tuesday is Radio Day. Get ready because we have a lot more coming for you. God bless you all. This is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio. Have a great day.